Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming your way again this morning. I count it a privilege to be with you every single morning. It's a great blessing. I'm glad to be with you this morning. Hallelujah. Today I want us to talk about the seed of Abraham. There's this confusion concerning whether the Jews are the real seed of Abraham or who are the real seed of Abraham. I want to show it to you. Why do we keep, talking about the seed of Abraham? There's a very good reason, and tomorrow I'm going to show you why we talk about who the real seed of Abraham is. Okay? But today I want to share with you concerning who the real seed of Abraham is. So I've titled the message, The Seed of Abraham. And I'm starting from Genesis chapter 21, from verse 12. Now, in Genesis chapter 21, Sarah had given birth to Isaac, and Sarah's servant, Hagar, had also given birth to Ishmael. Ishmael came way before Isaac did. But Ishmael was behaving in a certain way, and Hagar also behaving in a certain way towards Isaac and towards Sarah. So Sarah decided to tell Abraham to cast out that bondwoman, to cast out Hagar and her child, and was worrying Abraham. So in verse 12 of Genesis chapter 21, God said unto Abraham, "Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman, in all that Sarah has said unto thee. Hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called." So even though Abraham had two children, he says, "It is in Isaac that thy seed shall be called." Hallelujah. So there was Isaac and then there was Ishmael. You see. And out of Isaac came the children of Israel. Out of Ishmael came the 12 princes of Arabia that we all know about. Now, go to John chapter 8, verse 39. In John chapter 8, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. And they were insisting that they were the children of Abraham because they were the children of Isaac. They were the ones who came out of Isaac. They were the children of Jacob. You see, the children of Israel. And then they answered and said unto him, that is in John 8:39, "Abraham is our father," Jesus yelled unto them. "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." So Jesus made them know that they are not the children of Abraham. If you read on, you hear Jesus say that you are of your father the devil. Can you believe it? If you read in verse 44, Jesus said, "You are of your father the devil, and the last of your father ye would do." So he made them know who their real father was, that they are not the children of Abraham, but that their father was the devil. Hallelujah. Meaning that being a Jew or being an Israelite was not enough. That was not what it meant to be the seed of Abraham. Now, go to Romans chapter 2, verse 28. Let me show it to you some more. It says, "For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly." So being a Jew is not being one outwardly. "Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God." So he says he's not a Jew which is one outwardly. So it's not those sitting in Israel who are Jews, who are the chosen ones, who are the ones who are the real seed of Abraham. They are in a certain way because they are the ones who came out of Isaac, because the Bible says that in Isaac shall thy seed be. So they are in a certain way. But Jesus said that you are not, if Abraham was your father, then you not do the thing, you do the works of Abraham. Hallelujah. What are the works of Abraham? I'll show you in a moment. Now go to Romans chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 7. He says, "Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called." You remember, this was the verse we read in Genesis chapter 21, verse 12. He says, "Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called." That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God. In other words, those who were born of the flesh of Isaac or the flesh of Abraham are not really the children of the promise. You see, it says, that is verse 8, "That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed." So there's another group of people he's talking about, not Isaac and his children, but another group of people. Now, how do I know? Go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. It's so nice. I hope I'm developing it well for you. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds, as of many." In other words, he's not talking about so many people. He said, "And to your seed." He said, "Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He feared not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed," then it says, "which is Christ." So the real seed of Abraham is Christ. Hallelujah. And we are in Christ. And because we are in Christ, we are the real seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Go to Galatians 3. I'm reading verse 28 into verse 29. He says, "There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus." Then he says, "And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So the real seed of Abraham are you and I, because we are of Christ. We are the ones who come of Christ. Anyone who believes in Jesus Christ becomes the seed of Abraham. You and I are the seed of Abraham. It's not those sitting in Israel. It's not those who are one outwardly, but those who are Israelites inwardly. We are the Israel of God. Hallelujah. You and I are the Israel of God. And there are so many great and precious promises that are related to Abraham. There are blessings of Abraham. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about it. The blessings of Abraham. But go to Galatians chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 20. He says, now we, brethren, are as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. We, as Isaac was a child of promise, between Isaac and Ishmael. Isaac was a child of promise. It wasn't Ishmael. Between us and the world, including the Israelites sitting in Israel right now, we are Isaac and we are the children of promise because we are the seed of Abraham, because we are of Christ. Hallelujah. Say, I'm the seed of Abraham. You are the seed of Abraham. You are the one who has inherited the promises. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in that atmosphere of glory. God bless you. Bye-bye.